Charlie Reed has injected himself into that.
And we are in business.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Yo, Jenny.
Hello.
Yep, she'll listen. Hi, Jenny.
So let's call the meeting to order.
Seven.
We have the approval for the minutes of the July 28th.
So moved.
Meeting.
Second.
Any comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Great.
So.
Okay.
Fall forum.
The fall forum.
And then, you know, we missed last month without a forum. And we were thinking about the planning and all that good stuff for, in fact, Jenny retrieved some of our old promo materials, which we put in there, which
yeah,
could be.
Nice.
Yeah, she does a great job with stuff like that. I mean, she's just, you know, very creative. And we had actually booked Thundermist Room. And but we canceled the booking. But if we could probably see about using that again, because it kind of
that's a good idea. I like that.
Idea. Yeah,
it's humongous.
They even have a divider in it, supposedly. You know, one of those curtain things that you know, big heavy duty.
I thought the parking stuff was kind of odd because doing this at 7 o'clock. They have 4 or 5 cars in that parking lot. They seem to be saying don't park there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I don't know. I forget what.
What time is the health center open until?
I think 11 or someone's there all night. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that particular night when we talked about this one, they had something else going on there too.
Oh,
but, hi.
Because they have a big lot, I would think.
Yeah,
would
and, you know, and there's street parking.
Park
and,
up against River Street. That's
right, or even across the street at the church.
Yeah.
I don't think they would care.
And the place in back.
Right.
People don't know they
nice
have a bridge.
The alternative parking was included.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, but anyway, we'll see what they, we'll check to see what they have next month on the 27th or make some other arrangement, you know. But we were, you know, thinking, I mean, mostly for tonight, the big thing is, you know, what do we talked about trying to find out, you know, have a dialogue with the people who produce affordable housing, mm-hmm. you know, for-profit, non-profit too, I think.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be bad to put that in the same room. And, you know, it's kind of timely in terms of some of the stuff that's been coming out data-wise in terms of, you know, the Housing Works fact book and, you know, the rentals are really becoming more and more of an issue, especially for South Kingstown. And we don't have land zoned for it, but I was just kind of spitballing, so to speak, and, you know, thinking about how we would organize, you know, just suggesting, of course, but, you know, just, you know, have kind of a community dialogue or a community conversation, call it, versus workshop. I mean, that's kind of a more term of art, I guess. But
last time, you broke them into small groups? I couldn't come on that. The state doesn't work for me again.
Yeah.
So,
the 27th.
No, my niece is getting married in Houston the 29th. So, and I think we're in Boston that night. Soufflé first thing the next morning.
I'll try my best. It could be. We got to see who we invite and, you know, how that might work with.
I mean, I think it's going to be a smaller group than the big one we did last time.
We had here. Yeah.
So I think.
We filled
this
place up last time.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was that?
We filled this room up.
Yeah. Oh.
What was that? That was with Charlestown?
That was regional.
Regional, right.
Yeah. All the, South Kingstown, North Kingstown, Exeter.
Well, we filled, and the one we had at the Kettle Pond Center some years back, we filled that up too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, people will come. I mean, you know.
Well, anybody can come, but we're looking for those specific.
Yeah.
Well, we reached out, I think, to the other communities.
Right.
Invited them, and then they did their own outreach locally. So,
I mean, I was listing some thoughts about who we would invite in terms of developers. And I was kind of, some of them were listed in the minutes.
Right.
You've got, or developers' attorneys, perhaps.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tony Fiore's done things. Larry LeBlanc is doing that big project now up in Perryville.
Yes.
Just went through that today. I had no idea there wasn't even that much land there.
Yeah, it's 289 acres back there.
Big parcel.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all scarred. It was a lot of it was scarred up for gravel in the past. It still looks like, you know, a construction site.
Yeah,
yeah. Those houses are selling, though.
Yeah, amazingly. Passern owns a big piece of property up in Kingston.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's not very, not what I'd call great land, but they own 118 acres on the easterly side of North Road, up past Flag Road, going towards Stony Fort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Fieldstone Farms. Have that been around?
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Have they owned that for a long time?
They've owned it for a very long time.
Yeah, high water table there, I think.
Oh, yeah, you could find the water table with his pencil there. So.
Right.
Sort of building houseboats?
Yeah, well, fiberglass bottoms on the house. But, you know, I know Jay Gilbert's done some things. Ken Bouvier's got land on Oak Street. Jeff Sweener, Alex Petrucci. And then some of the attorneys we frequently see would be John Kenyon, Don Packer, Sandy Resnick. I don't know. There may be some others. The Builders Associations, if we invited them, they would come probably at Dave Caldwell.
Yeah.
Who's done some work down here?
Yeah.
He's mostly North Kingstown.
Yeah. Hmm. He does. He sits on one of the boards. Is he on?
Housing Works.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and then on the nonprofit side or other side, you know, Habitat, Narragansett Housing Authority, Affordable Housing, our Housing Authority, Welcome House.
South County Community Action.
Yeah, right.
The Warm Shelter.
They're mostly in Westerly.
But
they had come to, I remember at Kettle Pond, we had this forum several years ago, they showed up. But to Molina Lodge from the
CHLT?
Yeah,
Network.
Community Housing Land Trust. Yeah. I even thought the Commerce Corporation, because
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Well, that's economic development. Housing is. It's kind of interesting in this fact book. They talked about jobs in housing and how there used to be a lot more, you know, people building stuff, and now. And housing is economic development. I think a lot of people don't make that connection. It definitely is.
I think it's a great idea.
I mean, I've said before, we're so far behind in homes that.
Yeah. I mean, and some of the housing need they identify in this book for South Kingston in terms of what's being produced versus what might be needed.
Right.
Put WD's Women's Development down.
Oh, well.
Now that Alma and.
Yeah.
Women's Development.
What's her face have gone?
Sue Aitchison?
Yeah. Now that they're gone, they got Tim Cummers, is it?
You got somebody new.
And Dean Harrison, Director of Development. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I got along fine with him after we fought initially.
Oh, they were. I'm not saying they're bad people.
No, I mean, they did. I think what we could do is kind of work on the invite, what Ginny could do, and then we could maybe develop a mailing list and circulate it, and people could add to, say, oh, don't invite, because add to.
Next month, right?
We're pretty good at organizing stuff like that, or I should say, Ginny is. But, credit where credit's due. So.
Yeah.
She's great at it. And I don't know if people think of any other developers that we might outreach to.
Washington County.
Yeah, they're on there, I saw.
Oh, they're on there? Okay.
Washington County CDC, yeah. Yeah. But, if you get even a third of that group, it could be a nice little conversation.
Yeah.
Can we do it a roundtable thing? I thought, how about banks, financial people? A lot of times we hear, and I don't know if it's true.
Well, yeah.
I don't know, would Washington trust somebody?
I bet
the bankers
would
be crazy enough to
get
cover
Bank Newport, again. Too. Mm-hmm. Bank Newport's interesting.
Oh, the new
but
building.
That's part of the problem is long-term financing those things.
And our pals at Rhode Island Housing, I know.
I'm not sure we have any pals in Rhode Island.
I just wanted to see his face. No, I could see Rhode Island Housing and grimaces. Well, they
you know, I don't care.
fine. Well, you know, I mean, a lot of folks won't come, so you might as well shotgun it a little bit so you get more. Yep. And if you get more, the room has pretty good capacity.
If you got 20, it would be great.
That did you want to do all the banks in town then if you were doing them? Like that, what's that, Savings Institute and the one across the street?
And Westerly Credit Union is coming in, wanting to come down.
Very friendly.
Well, they're trying to establish a new facility in town. But we could put a list together and circulate it email-wise, and, and may, if that works.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure this, you know, you think of something tonight.
Yeah, we'll email back. And I think if you know somebody, even though they're getting an invitation, even if two of us call, I think we should call people we know and say, I really like it to come.
But I think, you know, some of the, as a good way to kind of get into the issue might be to think about some of the trends identified in this book, which is just out. I had sent the previous book. They had the luncheon, was it like last week or something?
Yeah.
But you had to pay to go to the luncheon. It's like $50, so you couldn't swing it.
Is the food good?
I didn't go. No. No. We have kind of a policy in town hall. If it costs money, we don't go. Well, you know, mostly.
Thanks
I mean,
for saving our test.
Well, you know, we just don't have a lot to throw around. So, but I knew that, and I kept looking on their website, and the just a couple of days ago, this popped up as a you could print it.
Oh,
it's actually got, I found a couple of typos in it, but
oh.
Well, it's nicely done, but it's like for instance, South Kingstown is listed with a. Still says 2015 at the footer.
Oh.
Even though the date is different, because I did compare the two.
Right.
But anyway, this is a little snapshot. But I mean, I thought this could be a good way to approach it, to say, well, here's some of the trends identified and what they're what the thoughts are going forward, and then think about, you know, gap analysis, really, and how do you fill it.
Would you have Housing Works present their data?
I don't know.
We talked about maybe trying to get something from them to put up on a board or a screen or something.
Yeah.
Hmm.
If they couldn't come.
Well, we can ask them. Do you? I don't really.
It's Brenda Clement, no.
Oh, I know her. Not well, but I know her. But that's why she I cut the article out. And, anyway, I think, you know, think about stuff like, I mean, it's all from its regulations, its resources, its education. It's financial institutions.
It's compliance.
Yeah. It's state
whether
law.
Whether they know it or not about state law.
Yeah. But it might be legislation. I mean, even that could be something to talk about. You know, what should the legislature... Because, you know, now what's happened in the last few sessions is the builders will propose something that everybody will say, oh, my God, it's, you know, it'll be a lot of times really over the top. And that gets everybody worked up. And you know, so it's not...
How are we going to discuss that with the builders?
The house?
Well, I think you talk to them about, you know, it'd be nice if you could find a middle ground that both, not sides, but all parties could be interested in, and then try to, you know, if you had something, for example, where the, you know, the planners and the nonprofit CDCs and the builders were all asking for the same thing, whatever that might be, you know, that would...
The house is forming the Housing Study I was Donna Walsh's bill, and she didn't get reelected. It died. So somebody, Wes Warwick, I think, reintroduced it, and it passed.
Right.
And
there's been an email going around seeing it.
Right. There's four planners, two over 35,000, two over 35,000 and under. Looking for. I know you won't do it because you're going to retire, but maybe Chelsea.
Well, I did get an email from some of my compatriots saying, "Well, I'm too busy, but would you be interested?"
Yeah. Right.
So you know these. Smaller towns, so you know, if you're too busy.
Well, you know, it might as well be a written policy at Rhode Island Housing. They ain't going to fund a rural project. So if we're not, the rural smaller communities aren't represented, and information like this isn't communicated, not only from Housing Works, but from the builders. We don't want to do it because the compliance is whack.
Yeah.
You know, this is the time to take a look at that stuff.
Well, I mean, you know, think, you know, what's a creative way to try to approach this? But I, you know, I'm just thinking, which about
it may
certainly put an outline together and maybe
clearly
and
you need
figure
structure,
out.
No question.
Yeah, you don't want to. Some of the times, you know, you could send out. You know, here's the topics where you know, think about, if you might consider thinking about these in advance of the meeting and send that to invitees. Yeah. So that way there'd be, you're not going to have somebody not think of something. And, you know, not limited to that, but say, here's some of the thematic or the broad strokes that we're interested, you know, we thought you might be interested in, and they might help us to find some common ground and some.
Right. We can always have another meeting following up for more information,
right,
or to go off in a different direction.
Well, actually, that's one of the things when you talk about, like, you know, a lot of, I don't like the term takeaways, but, the next steps, say.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't just be a one-shot deal.
One shot.
We've had these things before, and those have been good, and people are enthusiastic, but then everyone, you know, everyone's busy and got their own thing to do, but I think the dialogue, if it's not ongoing, it's not really going anywhere. So.
Right. So I wonder, some of the affordable housing that we have, that, like Peacedale House or Indian Run, who was it behind those things? Or the one that's in Knatchet, the one in Hope Valley or something? Crossroads does a lot of affordable housing. Should we invite some of those people to come to see how they made it possible?
The problem with those guys is the money they use isn't around anymore. That's the biggest impediment to doing any large scale.
But Crossroads is always doing it. But they're using
tax credits.
What was that?
Tax credits.
All right.
But again,
so maybe we can interest them in coming down here and putting something.
Our problem is water and sewer.
Okay. Yeah.
We're out. How they won't invest on it.
Well,
and roads. You got to build your own roads. Maybe drive was there, and they built around it, Kingstown Crossing. We don't. You know, if we're building anything down here,
but then that's going to be an issue, regardless of who.
No question.
Yeah.
But you know, the message has to be repeatedly hit home. If we're going to compete for limited resources, rural housing needs to do something with the way they allocate money. Rural set aside,
geographic distribution requirement,
right.
Sincere one. Yeah, it's all in there. But
right, all this talk about the bond issue for affordable housing, I mean, I'm thinking, why vote for it if nothing's going to come down here?
Yeah, I mean,
when we did Churchwoods, we went to Building Homes Rhode Island for $1.9 million. Rural housing voted against it because it wasn't family housing. So, you know, they've got their own agenda. And the hell with you if you don't.
We
got
a chunk of BHRI money for the permanent supportive housing units, well, $300,000.
Yeah, no, that's not bad.
It was $270,000 or something. We didn't use it all.
Water and sewer.
Right.
Yeah. Small.
Yeah.
Even
with the bond, how that gets communicated, because a lot of times the community that happens in will find out about some financial participation when they read a report. Not because they're communicating, you know, with the locality about, you know, hey, by the, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the stuff say, oh, you read in the paper, you find out, you know, as a local government bureaucrat, you kind of like to know. I mean, because, you know, if that communication was better, it might be more accessible to the resources. But, Rhode Island Housing's contact with the localities is pretty sporadic at best. They don't have a liaison that comes around and said, you know, you guys have any thoughts or ideas? Or, you know, does your planning board want to talk about this? Or does it, you know, your affordable group, you know, that outreach would, you know, I mean, it would at least, at a minimum, you know, people would be more aware of programs or people who are involved in programs. And can't hurt. It may not help, but
I mean, what they decided in past years are things that developers, profit or nonprofit, bring to them. So that's what we have to do,
right.
I think, as a start, to find the right location and say they'll be shovel ready by a certain date.
Yeah.
I think we should send a letter to Rhode Island Housing saying that we think that there should be some other considerations.
Mm-hmm.
Geographically,
yeah.
But
yeah.
if they're going to say, if no one's bringing anything,
well, stuff gets brought. It's not, you know, like, water and sewer is not abundant down here. You know, in the same place, some places have water and sewer, but stuff has been brought to them, and they poo-poo it.
per unit development cost rules. And the fact is that you can't do anything about it.
Well, I mean, some of the other issues, it's, you know, land's more expensive here than in a central portion of the state. And, I mean, if you look at the rentals and what the median income versus what it would cost to rent in a lot of places, so it creates an imbalance in the state in terms of how, you know, the demographics, folks are able to live in Wakefield versus Woonsocket.
They probably would be thinking up there, well, those people need to move to the cities that have this stuff, which is kind of sad.
Well, not everyone can do that. Even I think when they're looking at how the state is going to grow, the growth trend is very, very modest, and it's probably more. Well, and then they're talking about households getting smaller, so the style of housing that would be best. That's the stuff to talk about with the developers, I think. To convince them to get ahead of the trend, people were building, 1,800 square foot houses versus 2,600 square foot houses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's a cheaper house. A community could offer them, maybe a little more density in lieu of,
Right.
And they could still turn a profit, I would guess,
It would be interesting to ask, are any of you here working on a project in South Kingston? I mean, you would know if it's official, but,
Well, what are we pushing? Are we pushing a project or are we pushing a rental project?
There's a need there. I think in the town,
when we started this conversation, it was how can we increase the availability of rental houses?
Right.
Yeah, because... So this is from
we've got to find out. They're going to tell us why they're not doing stuff in South Kingstown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've got to be
They're going to say they can't make any money. But, some developers, this is just a sheet that's out of the new book. A lot of times people get comfortable in how they do things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they build the same, builders will build the same house with variations on the theme, time and time again. And it works for them. And, we don't have a lot of younger builders or developers getting into the game, I think we talked about. Mm-hmm. So, that would be something to say, wouldn't it be nice if, somebody with a good balance to them in terms of what they build and how it fits.
Would the council at some point say that we're looking for rentals?
Well, I think... We're doing, beginning the comp plan stuff for the town, and I think, there's a need for rentals in the community, and there's very little land that's zoned for it. Mm-hmm. The problem is, water, sewer, environmental concerns, even community buy-in to having something, as dense as what already exists. When the zoning wants, the existing zoning might, you've got all these 5,000 square foot lots, for example, and a lot of neighborhoods in town, and the zoning might be R10, and if there's a vacant piece, the neighbors would have the expectation that everything on that new piece should be 10,000 square feet. Is that a reasonable expectation? That's a good question. Well, but it's a good question.
I think that we have to do a PR on it.
That's the kind of discussion that talks of, was digging around, we had that cottage zoning model that we had. I think that's interesting. Could it work? Yeah, I think so. That might be something that has a reasonable fit. I think they were talking about in that particular model, 5,000 square foot lots or 8 units per acre versus 4 for R10 zoning. And that's even a little higher, slightly higher density than our residential multi-household. But if the houses were smaller and fit...
And looked good.
Yeah. Yeah, because I hadn't looked at that cottage thing in a while. I know a little bit of a digression, but I hadn't looked at that in a while. But there's the discussion of having porches and how much green space each house would have to have in there. I think it said 400 square feet of front yard, and how the houses were oriented to try to create community and
but again, I talked about water, having a town water
Yeah, water's
could you almost kind of get away from the sewer requirement with like a community high efficiency septic type of situation.
Yeah, I mean...
A compost toilet?
No, I mean...
Not so much that.
Just the denitrification. You know the Glen at Saugatucket, which is off of North Road? That has a... common system.
What does it have?
A common community septic system, which for a long time the state got away from because there were problems with, they had long-term maintenance, but that seems to be, knock on wood, less of an issue.
This may be a very naive question, but going into the comp plan revision, what's to prevent us from doing, maybe not a townwide, but at least looking at areas that are near sewer and water, saying, well, are there any parcels that we can think about rezoning?
Yeah, we did that in past years. It would be good to look at it again. And it's not just properties that are on the sewers, but near them. For instance, the lot we've spoken about before on the corner, but on 108 in Kingston that has frontage on North Road. That's like an 18 or 20 parcel, and they could put a pump at the bottom and hook right into the sewers.
Yeah, it's like an edge analysis.
Right.
And we were also talking about the whole stretch of 138 going through West Kingston when we were looking at the village plan.
Yeah, for West Kingston, yeah. Yeah, because that zoning is R20 there. and almost none of the, most of the lots that front on Kingstown Road through there, a lot of them don't meet zoning requirements that they're in.
They're just grandfathered into that.
Yeah.
You're on the train, you're on the bus line.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Habitat make a land swap?
With the university they did.
Yeah. Okay. But wasn't the issue they couldn't afford to extend the sewer line?
Well, they were just outside the sewer service area. Yeah. I mean, just outside it. Depending on how we had an old crude maps that the mark on the full-size map was like, the width of the line was like 200 feet.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, but and they traded to URI for a better piece of land, actually, because the other piece had a lot of wet on it, and URI, for some reason, wanted it to consolidate some, because they owned either side.
A body.
Yeah, but, it was a good thing in the end, and they built some pretty nice, they made a nice little development there. They did a good job, I think.
That's the old school site, isn't it?
Yeah, actually where the community development curriculum, the community planning curriculum at URI, late lamented, was there years ago. Before I went there, we were in a tin building over on Flag Road, which is... Well, and then they've since, it's gone now.
Gone
then they went
now.
To Rodman Hall, and then they got gone after that.
Yeah. I think Natural Resources took over your tin building, and that's where I went.
You don't have such a
program. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're doing a rainstorm. You absolutely couldn't hear a thing. You have a class. It's like being inside a drum. It's kind of funny.
Just a comment when I went through Larry LeBlanc's development today, and I was thinking, prefabs, modular, what
kind of company. Pretty expensive.
And that was kind of my thought was, are they expensive? Because I thought, really when we think about it in the town, we're maybe going to get a lot here or a lot there. We're not going to get a large space where we can produce a lot of units, in my opinion. So I was thinking, you almost have like a set per unit cost if you actually sat down with those people. And I have no idea on this expense spectrum where they are. But it would give you a much better idea of what you can... Yeah, build a home for.
I've got some brochure material, but his units are in the upper threes by and
large. We were chatting with him, and he said that they are mid threes, and then people are putting in they're putting in a lot of extras.
And those are like 6,000 square foot lots. There's going to be condominium style ownership.
They're nice look. I mean, they're not bad looking. They're not what I expected worse. I expected them to be.
He sold a lot of them
boxes.
Already.
Yeah,
I thought
It's off of Shannock Road.
Where Shannock and Gravelly Hill come together. It's right there.
I can't remember, is it age restricted?
Yeah, 55 plus.
It is age restricted, yes. Mm-hmm. Four homeownership units. I think it's in like 300 units, is that right?
302.
Yeah. Wow. It's huge.
And a golf course.
Focus on rental.
Yes, but I was just thinking, like, it was a decent-sized home that could be placed on a single lot.
Yeah, like 1,400 square feet and some a little bigger. This, I've got information on all the models. If people are interested, I could have sent it to you.
Yeah, I just thought
it
might be
good to go to the company that's making them.
It's in Westerly.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's what I thought he said, yeah.
You know, the funny thing is those prefab or manufactured homes have to get approval from the State Building Commission.
Do they?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, for the code compliance, and then Jeff needs a certification, which, makes it simpler for him. Well, that's how they were treating it, and then, he's bringing so many in that the state finally says, we're going to approve models, so you give us a model, and we'll give you one with a particular plan, and then... go with that.
So, I think that's an interesting thing. The question is, we said the last time and many times that we need more rentals. How do we look at those rentals? Are we talking about a developer building a building with 12 or 24 and all affordable?
Let's hear what they have to say on the 27th. That's the point. They're not building them now. Is it just zoning, or are there financial issues, or zoning?
If we don't get a big project, it's going to be duplexes.
Is it I want to get my money and get out? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, even the duplexes, not many people. There's been a few built, but not that many, really.
No.
I thought it would be more attractive, but it doesn't seem like it is. But I don't know why.
So is our intention maybe to put this information out to them to say, the trend that you talked about earlier is changing, and then we're going to need a lot of more rental housing because of the way that everything's going to be changing, and what's impeding you to doing this, and those are the answers we want to get.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to know.
So we want to put this. We really want to put this information out first, don't we?
We could send a package
with the invite. I think we should pick the top 10 pages, because they're not going
to... That's too much to just send. But if we had a slideshow, if we had something that someone could...
And this isn't a new trend. This is something that's been a need for decades, really.
Well, there must be an executive summary.
It has, but even when they're talking about the health and the demographics are going to change drastically, that's sort of been going on.
I think because of URI, just escalated the rents in this area, so it's been very tough
You want to give them the other thing.
It's tough here anyway, right? And then there's the state as a whole is changing to need...
analysis that included
because of the demographics.
The 20 years, and rental.
So it's going to be moving them no matter what. It's going to be moving them to move into the market.
You got a summary?
We would hope so.
Yeah, of course it does.
That's where the money is.
If you want to make money, you should be thinking about this.
Right.
And how can we help you? What's in your way, and what can we do to help you do that?
And the good news is we need you.
And
we'd like to figure out how we can make this work.
Yes.
They haven't been told that too much.
So how can this be presented or put out, this information?
I think this article in the paper really summarizes
it. Yeah, that's fair. You're right.
That's good.
Well, I'll outreach to Brenda and say, we're having this thing. Would you, maybe they could do a 5-minute clip of...
We must have had some kind of a...
Yeah, they probably gave something...
PowerPoint.
At the luncheon. Yeah. You weren't there?
Is Brenda Rouse?
I was already there.
I think we have to be careful about we're not teaching them something, or we want them to talk.
I would say you could maybe do, here's the facts, and the facts, the dialogue should come against this backdrop.
Right.
And then let it go where it goes.
Yeah.
And here's the facts and demographics for our area. We're talking about South County only, right?
We don't want to hear about the state and how many units they're producing in other parts of the state.
Right.
But I was just thinking it would be very interesting if you could send a letter to your planners in different places. I'm wondering how many apartment houses are going up, and wouldn't it be good to talk to a person who built that?
Ain't many.
Who?
Ain't many down here.
No, but I mean up north, and just talk with them.
I don't know how many are going up north, even.
I don't. I have a really big. I don't. My experience in having large units with a lot of...
Because you did that, yeah.
Not even Clark Point, because I don't even think that falls into the category, but in my housing experience, having a lot of low and very low-income people live together in a communal large area is not a good idea.
Yes, but I mean, these aren't very
low. I mean, I think
low.
That's right, but a lot of that's where you're seeing, like, even, like, public housing units now, we'll say, like, even Champaign, and that's the model. Everybody's getting away from it. It just doesn't...
Right, you want a mixture.
You want a mixture, yes. Right. You want a mix... Yes,
that's what we said on the very first day. We wanted them spread out amongst everybody else. And that's why the zoning that we did. It's just that with no money and so little being built anyways, we're picking up a few here and there, but that's not going to fix this.
Nope.
Right.
You know, it has to be something else. I think the cottage thing is probably the best way for the public to say, you know, and maybe for a developer there could be 15 acres for those, and then another section of houses, bigger houses.
Except we don't want houses, we want apartments.
I mean, they're going to say they need those kinds of houses to make it work, but...
Because, I mean, some developers, you know, they like to build, sell, go.
Get out.
Mm-hmm. Not build, rent, manage.
Manage.
Yeah. It's, you know,
I think looking building permits and how it's gone down to 24 in 2015, it's no surprise that nobody's building.
Yeah, we said at the last couple of meetings ago, 15, there were 47 permits, I think, or 52 or something like that. Yeah.
Well, this is.
I mean, in the 80s, there were limits.
Well, we haven't hit that
limit
in, God, since... 2001.
Yeah.
Period of rapid growth.
Right.
July of 2001, the last time we had. And that was only when they were building the apartments at South County Commons, which has sold a few times for like, God, for $50 million, I think the last sale. But
and each one makes subtle changes that are tough. Some friends there.
But I mean,
that was for
a month. We were in that, and then you know, and we had that ordinance back from the mid, you know, I guess maybe early 90s or late 80s, because there was when everything was building out on the South Road corridor in Taft Hill and South Road Estates, and the town was kind of like freaking out because it's just getting inundated, and there was school impacts that were huge, and they kind of, you know, the bit of an overreaction perhaps, and you know, and now it's the trend.
Right, we have the second middle school now, right?
So do an email with us for all the names.
Yeah, and I can put an outline together of, you know, some thoughts, and let's wordsmith it that way if that's okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any psychology studies on whether retiring baby boomers are interested in this kind of cottage concept, or if they just kind of want to go off and be on their own. Like, are they more interested in a tighter community, or
so you're saying?
So
I'm sorry.
Like psychological studies. Like, what are retiring baby boomers who are maybe downsizing their housing looking for?
I think I can tell you that one of the things they look for, because we talk to those people, and I'm there too, but. For instance, they want to be around a university. Some people are coming back because they're graduating from. Okay. They want to be near a hospital.
They
want
don't
a nice
want
downtown.
Lawn care, right?
No, so I think the cottage thing would be really big.
I think
at some point, you can't believe the number of people we talk to about who want to go smaller.
Yeah, and there's, you know, Marilyn Cohen, who was a retired planner from North Kingstown and an SK resident, she lives over in... Westwind.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, her and her husband have a big old house, and they really don't want to have it. And she said, because she and I had lunch a little while back. We talked about that property on Holly Street. And she said, wouldn't it be nice if somebody built some townhouse-type things on that? It's kind of along there, you know, where the fire station is, and running back towards the citizens.
It's between two roads and houses on those roads. So it's tough.
But she's, you know, and I've seen her a few times since. She says, you know, I hope you're thinking about that.
Yeah.
And then, so I kind of ran into Marilyn recently, a couple weeks ago, and she brought it up again. I said, you know, thinking about the cottage zoning concept, maybe that could be a good way to, because, you know, looking back what Horsley Witten drafted for us, it actually is a pretty decent start.
Yeah.
You know, how it would fit, you know, but.
But I think that the cottage thing needs to have a little bit of a bigger footprint, because they also want a first floor bedroom.
Right.
Right.
Oh,
right.
And they'll go for the roof, the cottage look. Those need to be for when the kids and grandkids come. They need to be able to live on the first floor. Washer, dryer up there.
Yep.
Even if there's basements, just a closet.
Yeah.
You know, some people say they want to go smaller, but they got to bring grandma's dining table. I'm not kidding you. That stops a lot. I say, listen, you got to like think about just one dining area and.
It's that sentimental attention.
Yeah, nobody will buy that old store.
So are we going to, will we meet again before this floor?
Yes.
We'll have one more meeting before.
No, this is...
So it's coming up. So
yes.
Will we have a facilitator and somebody taking notes? And
I think somebody kind of running it so that people don't go off on different...
Right. Yeah.
Keeping people focused.
That's the date of our next
That
meeting.
Is the next one.
Oh, unless
we,
the next one.
Unless
yes.
we had, you know, a little organizational thing ahead of, we'll say a week ahead
Maybe
or something.
Maybe the week before, yeah.
The week before is the 20th. The Thursday before, the 27th is, is the fourth Thursday.
So, but,
I think
okay with that. Just because, you know, you want to be organized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. You go into a meeting, you need to be.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Prepped, you know, to some degree. And, you know, we, in the past, I mean, facilitation is, you know, not that.
You know, I think Jeff should be the facilitator.
Mark's good at it.
I can do it.
Jeff is good.
Silver tongue devil.
What? Who's the silver tongue devil?
Actually, I did go to the I went to the National Charette Institute somewhat unwillingly a few years ago, but. No, I mean, done a lot
I think
of
if he wanted to do it, it would be fine with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have clout. I mean, you have.
Thank you. Right.
Yeah, he's a big shot. He doesn't know. Right.
Good. Yeah.
Big butt.
Shot.
Okay. Thank you. That's clarifying, Ginny. Yeah, but we could. So the 20th could.
Yeah.
We can chat a little
bit. I can't do the 20th. Can't do the two Thursdays before. Can
hey.
Do one other day?
Hey,
I'm October. I'm like booked all of October.
I mean, I could pick another. Just Mondays and Tuesdays are usually difficult for me. Wednesday or Thursday is better. But, you know.
19th?
I'm sorry, guys.
You're 19th? In Paris?
No. No, I wish. The 19th works.
It does?
Well, why don't we target that?
If we can't have you at the event.
I'm going to try to do that. You know what? I'll just take
what you have to say.
I'll see if I can just jump on the train after.
That's a sacrifice.
I will do that. No, I have to check that. That wasn't my part of the planning.
It doesn't have to be that day. It could be the Wednesday of that week, too.
No. I'm talking about the 27th.
I know. It could be the 26th. They don't care. It doesn't have to be on our date.
No, that's true. I mean, we could look at the 26th.
I don't want to change everything for everybody. I'll make it work.
All right.
We're going to make
so we could think about a planning meeting at, say, what's is 7? Could we earlier, later?
I think
what
7.
What day are we talking about?
For Wednesday the 19th for the planning meeting.
Does that work for everybody else?
Yep.
Fine
with me.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
That sounds good.
Talk about the logo before I got here.
No.
No, we didn't. I mean, Ginny wanted it. She put a few together. I didn't.
Okay, yeah, so let's move on. Yeah, so I didn't recognize that was four houses.
Okay, so
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Right.
So have you looked at some other alternative logos? Or?
Did we decide 7 o'clock for the 19th?
Like yes.
Okay. I
wrote
down
7.
Okay. And now we're talking about the logo?
Of these.
We got two votes for the... YMCA went up the time.
I like the blue the least.
The cheese plate?
Yeah,
yes.
I like the blue the least, too.
Yeah. Sorry, Jimmy. I didn't know that was houses until you just said
I didn't
right.
know that.
Mm. I didn't see it until
like
I put the big one.
Oh.
This one, the first
okay.
one.
You do?
I like it with the people and...
Yeah.
people coming together. Oh, yeah. Happy people coming together.
It takes me a few seconds to get that.
Oh, and there are houses in there.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. You got to look at it for a second.
I vote for the first one as well.
It's the simplest, yeah.
Well, I think when we'll fool around with location, the little invitation, and we could post it around, and Town's got a new website if folks may have gone on or not. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. It's a little jumpy.
Is it?
I think it's jumpy when you click on stuff.
It's a huge improvement.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I know, but I was used to the old one.
So. I couldn't find anything.
I hear that. A lot of value.
I went into Narragansett today. Yeah. They're maps and GIS.
Mm-hmm.
They're like 10 years below this town.
Yeah.
It's because we have
pretty much everything.
And they're still using the plat maps when they started at 73.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Well, what kind of
they're on the computer now. Yeah. But.
Well, but so we can fool around with an outline, an invite, logo, topics, a little data sheet that we would send to people.
And that can probably be, once you get that done, it can probably be
an agenda maybe so that they know what we're going to cover.
And then these little bullet points on the invitation that say accomplishments, obstacles, and the way ahead might want to be changed once you know.
I think that was just from the, from the last time around when we did it, so, because you see we had featured reports from the towns and you know, that was a good meeting, actually, but, it was,
I think that the invited speakers to talk about the statewide thing probably isn't needed.
This is just, we reprinted this from previously, so we
can talk local. Hmm. Yeah. Okay, what time is it?
7:15, give or take.
7:45.
30 minutes.
7:35?
7:45.
45,
right? 7:45. Yep.
So you gave us these a few minutes ago. Do you want
to? Well, people, I just an info piece.
Okay.
It's a little bit different than the one that was sent. Not a hell of a lot, but there was some little subtle changes between 15 and 16.
Unbelievable.
Not much, but subtle. If you look at some of the bigger book and you look at the rents and what's affordable in other places, it's kind of pretty dramatic. It's nice. They spent some money on this. Roger Williams is really
$50 a ticket.
Yeah.
I think they lost their researcher.
Oh, really?
That's putting a lot of that stuff together.
And it's nice graphics. I think
it's good we're not Situate.
They were
like 0.53% or something.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
What was that?
Situate. Oh, yeah. Just flip to that. They
scanning through the table of all the municipalities.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh.
Yeah. Well, they just don't.
Okay, can we go into Kenny's mail?
Sure.
I just want to talk about it for a couple of minutes. Yeah, go ahead. Do we need to?
Can I just ask you a couple? I just had a couple questions on our count, Ben.
Yep.
The Glennett-Saugatuck is on here and I've missed it. Is that right?
I don't know. If it's not on there, it should be.
I couldn't remember the
There's
name
two
of
units. There. I'm not sure. Is what do they call what's? Let me look at it. Because
they might
be using a the street address. Let me just Sophia Court, is that on there?
Sophia.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, I don't know actually. It would be under family.
Old North Village is here.
Yeah, Old North Village is four units, so that's there.
That's them?
No. So you know what? You'd think Rhode Island Housing would, but there's two units out there. Right?
I thought that was there.
They have Old North under Family Branch, Champion Heights Foreigner, Green Street, Kersey, Kingstown, Lewis Lane, Meadowbrook, Rockbrook, Tupelo.
Yeah, Lewis Lane is Rhode Island House, Habitat. And you know what? You've got a good eye. I don't see it. There's two units. Because there were five missing from High Tide Landing or East Petunic Farms.
Right.
So I, that, what's his name, Rollins, I'll get a hold of him. I did include an email with him that I sent him last year, and then when it came out again, they weren't on there again.
I saw that you attached that, yeah. Yeah.
No, but that was, you know, Cheryl was the monitoring person for that, so. It's kind of hard to track because sometimes they'll show it as an address or a development name.
Yes. So.
Yeah. The only other one I didn't was questioning was, remember that family compound in Matunuck that they couldn't find a monitoring agent? Is that on here? I don't remember.
In Matunuck?
They were doing,
the family,
I don't know,
thing?
If it was in Matunuck.
Perryville?
Right. Yeah, Perryville.
The family that came in.
Oh, no, that's on here. That's okay.
That was our West.
That's
King
Monticello.
Wasn't it?
That's Monticello Drive. Yeah. That's the Grassi family.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, Lee and Dominic Grassi were the two brothers that we dealt with.
Okay.
Yeah, they were good
that
guys.
That was West Kingston, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's way out. That's off Santurn. Santurn.
That's the name
Road.
Of Santurn. Right.
That's on there.
And,
but,
shelter beds don't count? They're not on here.
Well, the group home, I don't know how they classify them. Shelter beds?
It says group home beds. Right. Group home beds.
So how many do you have down the street?
There's two bedrooms. I think there's like 9 beds in there. I mean, they can get up to...
Because usually group home, you know, each bed will count as a unit.
Each bed counts as a unit? I'll ask them how many beds. I mean, I can count the beds, but I don't know how many.
Just,
have
if you shoot me an email, and I'll pest this guy over at Rhode Island Housing.
Okay. Because that, it only has
Rick,
4
Rick
units.
Rick Rollins, it's called Ed Rollins.
It
Rick.
Says he has 77 Rick, right? For group home beds.
And that number goes up and down every year. And
yes.
A lot of times they... I remember one year I asked about a loss, and they wouldn't tell. Rhode Island Housing wouldn't tell me where they were. But
they
said, "Well,
know.
That's confidential," and I said, "You know, kind of." So, I don't know. But I have found this guy accessible, although he doesn't always correct what he says he's going to correct.
Okay.
Because you helped me last year with.
It's attached on here, the email.
I know, but then it didn't show up again. So now he sent me the email back. He's going to include it in the final count. I'll get a hold of him tomorrow. I can ask if you have the shelter bed information.
I'll get it first thing in the morning and send it to you.
Shoot me an email and I'll send it along and try to get it. You know.
Okay. And then Glenn on Saugatucket.
Yeah, I would get that one.
When you have this right.
All right.
77.
Yeah.
One
year.
It was July.
Okay. Sorry to
interrupt. No, that's good, actually.
Good.
That, you know, every unit's a help. Because, you know, I guess what we're talking about we're having is at least 5 more that should be on there, and probably maybe 7. Yeah, well, 7 more, Sophia.
And then how many are in the Glen? 2 or 3?
Well, yeah, that's Sophia Court.
Okay.
2, there's 2.
5, 6, 7, and then at the shelter bed's
house. And East Greenwich Housing Authority is the... Right, monitoring?
I think so, and I don't think they monitor anymore, so I don't know who the contact would be. I don't know if that defaults to Rhode Island Housing or what.
not happily if it defaults to them. But so, you might take a minute on Ken Burke sent. You know, we had an open space application recently for the Wells Farm property, and I guess Ken raised the issue. In general about whether that was a suitable site for additional housing. And I would say with that particular one, that had been many years in germination with the land trust. And it's a pretty environmentally sensitive parcel. And there's 20 acres on Yagu Pond that is going to be preserved in fee with extension of trails. So I think it's a really good project, actually.
I have to ask if it's going to be a trail to the water.
Well, I think yes, actually, because the
trails
in
there's a map.
There's some trails that
yeah,
are
oh, I've seen that
the trails that are bought. I think that in the council, you know, had there been no public access to it, it would have been a tough sell for funding. And that's a really unique pond too. And so they've got some existing, and the family also preserved was 13.3 acres. It's going to be sold for a conservation easement to the state, and it was kind of a package deal. So there was really no, you know, in my estimation, the family was, there was like 5 or 6 siblings that wanted to preserve and just have a maintain some of the land. It's 50-odd acres, but more than 33 of 52 were being preserved. But it does raise the point. And remember, Mark, you were at the council work session with the Land Trust about the potential for some kind of collaboration of open space and housing or some of the partnerships, or even the council seemed to at least be interested in the idea of that kind of collaboration. And the Land Trust people there that particular night seemed open to it, because I think they're seeing funding resources that of what they've used traditionally.
I was shocked when they kind of reacted that way, because we've been trying to talk to them for years. I think there's a couple of things happening. A good half of the people who ran last time here to get on, not half, but a good number of them mentioned affordable housing.
Yeah.
And that's a first. I don't remember anybody running talking about affordable housing.
Right. So.
And I think that's something.
For office? I think just for council.
Yeah. So I was encouraged with that, but it sounds like it's too late to push trying to get lots there. But again, like I said.
Oh, on that parcel.
Right.
Oh, yeah. The family would never.
Right.
Yeah.
What are they doing with the rest of it that they're not?
Well, there's a.
There's a house with a bunch of outbuildings, right?
Right.
I had never seen one of these.
I think we've only done three of them in the last 5 years.
Yes.
I have a really naive question. So when they're saying, and they're a little pro forma here, that their maximum funding request from the town of South Kingstown is $239,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's money that we have from the taxes that they apply for, from the fair share development fee or wherever that little piece
real
comes
estate
from.
Transfer taxes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what that 239, they're applying for that, or they're asking?
Yeah. Well, the town has an open space funding policy.
Okay.
And going back some years, we were doing quite a number of these things.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of dried up a bit. They did the Bud Browning Farm on Jerry Brown Farm Road. Whaley Farm is underway. That's 40 acres, development rights only. And then the Wells Farm. But that Wells Farm, we've been talking with the Land Trust for 10 plus years about it.
I mean, most people in this town have never seen that pond.
Yeah.
Well, it's unbelievable.
Right.
So this town has this $239,000 somewhere.
Yeah,
or about.
In the town's capital improvement program,
mm-hmm.
you know, well, maybe to back up, the real estate conveyance tax provides, I think it's $4.60
yeah.
per $1,000 is paid at the sale of point of sale.
Mm-hmm.
And the town retains 47.83% of that money.
Okay.
State law, you know.
Okay.
You know, chapter 425. And then the town, of that, the policy has been that the town's had that 77.3% of that money is dedicated to open space.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the remaining goes into 22 and change goes to general fund. Well, there seems to be some interest on the council to have more flexibility in how those monies could be used. And they meant that could include open space. Because the town, you know, the state says to the town, you know, you that 47.83, you can do whatever you want with it. I think probably most communities, probably general fund, and, you know, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the town's also issued bonds in the past, and some of that money goes against the debt service for the bonds.
Okay.
I'm getting out of my element rapidly here in terms of money stuff, but you know, over the past, you know, that money, you know, in 2004 or 2005, that was $483,000.
Wow.
And it was 440 in 2014-15. During the recession years, it dipped to the two and change. But, you know, Steve has figured out how to, you know, retire debt for open space purchases that have done. And there's an authorization for additional bonds, but for the next 6 years, capital budget-wise, or for the past few, he is not recommending any new bonds be issued, even though the authorization from the voters exists. But there's, and frankly, there hasn't been a need for it. A couple of years, we've done no open space at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of coincident that the last couple of years, we've done a couple and, you know, well, three in the last 5 years.
Okay.
Two are still pending. But I think the council, the timing aspect of this is capital budget. If there was an interest in saying, approaching the town council and saying, we'd like you to at least consider, more flexibility with that for other purposes than strict open space, now is the time to make that inquiry.
That's a nice way to say it. I've said before, we should recommend no open space without an affordable housing unit there.
But, and then it was brought up with the land trust at that work session saying, you would come, and I think just before you popped in, I had mentioned, I said, that had been talked about, and I mentioned that we had a meeting several years ago with the land trust, and at the time, they had no interest in it.
We asked to see the board. It took 3 years to get one of the leaders to come.
But now they seem to have a little different.
Good.
Yeah, and they got different leadership on their board now. Mm-hmm. Martha Day is the president.
I got this proposal that night, and I went home and read it. And I'll tell you, my reaction to it was stomach turned to see how much money is available for this when we have people who can't find good housing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to shift.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, that's why I was asking whether this fund is established that they're looking for this 237, or were they going
there's money.
The
manager had set aside like $75,000 each year for new open space purchases, and that money built up over the last number of years because it's not, the Whaley Farm we were 100. I forget. Yeah. I should know the numbers because we just did this. Yeah, and that was and then. Browning Farm was 100, just around 100. That included some incidental expenses. So
now it'll be wiped out again, and it'll be built back up.
Well, I mean, it gets replenished, and then there's Steve's got all these charts and stuff about how we can. But he's got a. This is capital budget from last year, so this will be done again in December. So now, the time to ask about for that consideration is really now.
Could you draw up your nice letter recommendation to them about this?
Yeah. Sure, I'd be happy.
Send it to us with the other stuff.
You
need to know that Liz Gledhill, about two meetings ago, maybe at this meeting, I forget when she did it, but she said to the land trust, how come you're not putting any money in this? They put no money in. They're really good about asking everybody else. I thought it was a great question.
Well, actually,
and what did they say? Do you recall?
Oh, she said, we have expenses. I think when I give my $100 a year, I think I'm helping to buy open space. But I'm really paying for management, I guess, of open space. And I think the town needs to see their total financial picture.
But
not the whole.
They're $990, which is the nonprofit.
Yeah, but how much are they paying out in salaries and stuff?
It's in there. It's lumped together. But
I think the town needs to be more
public.
Specific.
I looked at it. I know Steve looked at it in detail, and that's more his area than mine. But they have like a $1.2 million undesignated fund balance.
My reaction to even being there was they were sitting with their backs to us here. Yeah. And they were running the show.
First rule of thumb, Mark, never use your own money. Never use your own money.
OPM, other people's money.
Other people's money. Yeah. That's why they don't put their money.
Well, they have, they have expenses to manage what they have, which is quite a bit. They have 2,700 acres of land, I think, or thereabouts. But I'll put a letter together to take a look at it. I'd be happy to do that.
Don't ask, don't get, right?
I think Kenny's email to us was cogent and to the point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it contained our memo, my office's memo for summarizing it. But we did stress in the memo that public access needs to be part of the deal because there have been in the past when land was acquired and people can't get to it, and that has been a source of some
yes.
consternation in the community. You know, you hear about it, say, oh, yeah, you know, it's preserved, but, you know, people aren't going to develop it anyway, and, you know, which in some cases may well be true.
But, like I said, they're giving away land to them, butting their $3 million houses. So it makes it work more.
But, you know, the land trust, they are, you know, not being an apologist, they do have their trail stuff and their website is good, but I don't, they could do a better job in letting people know that you can go on these, because I think a lot of people would say, people in the community would have no idea, for instance, on Matunic Beach Road, you can walk the perimeter of those fields and you can park at the land trust barn, which is one of the nicest barns you'll
right.
ever see.
Yeah.
You can park there and they don't mind.
Yeah.
But it's not like, you know,
it's
hey. No, not really. And you go to their website, you can see, and they have actually a pretty good website.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You can rent out that barn too, but not for weddings.
Right. Well, I don't even go there. We've been having problems with that. So.
I've had a couple of people say they're not happy with the buildings. The buildings isn't right. Further up on Matunic Beach Road, where they're growing stuff.
Oh.
It's a little. It looks a little commercial.
That's rented to Perry Rosso.
Yeah,
actually.
I know.
Yeah.
Corn stalks, where they're growing corn.
Yeah. It's the piece
abut at
a Schoolhouse Road.
Yeah, and up in the corner there, right. there's a like a storage container.
Yes.
Abutting almost the fire station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't look great, but. Agriculture is, ironically enough, is not always as pretty as you might think.
Everybody's picking on Perry lately.
It sounds like the, the chicken load.
I had two people comment on
yeah.
that.
I've actually got an email out because we contacted the planters in Exeter about that. Because I know that guy. And
which guy do you know?
The recipient of the chicken manure or the other guy?
The recipient.
I forgot.
He's the charming guy.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I'm on tape,
yeah.
so I'll say no more. But
we have any, do we have anything else?
We're going to do offices?
Right.
I nominate Mark and Cheryl, chair and vice chair.
I'm not going to do it. Sorry. I need a change. I nominate Jeff.
What? So hard to just open the meeting and talk a little bit?
I just need a change. It's so easy.
Okay. I'll help you out. I nominate Cheryl as chair and you as vice chair.
Anybody want it?
It's not a hot job, really. I'll do the chair for how long is it?
10 years.
Commitment? No, it's too long.
1 year.
1 year?
Yeah, right.
The Supreme Court. It's
we'll bring it back
I'll
in a
accept
year.
The nomination for 1 year.
Oh,
that's nice of you.
Well, who was the second?
I think we should know.
That was seconded the first one. You seconded the second one?
Yeah.
Second. She seconded the second one.
All those, any comments? Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's my turn. You're welcome.
Thank you.
We need a woman in charge.
So who's going to be the vice? I think we should nominate Ken because he's not here.
I nominated him.
That's usually what happens.
You're right, yeah.
My nomination was these two guys, chair and vice chair.
Mark and I are going to switch roles.
No.
Are you going to take vice? Will you take vice?
You're so good
you
at this,
Mark.
I mean,
you don't have any vices.
You just got voted in. Done deal.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, 809 way.
I nominate Mark.
Second?
I second.
Any comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations, Mark.
Thank you.
But I'm not going to be able to be at the October 27th meeting.
So you have to chair it.
The chair gets $2,500 every year for doing this. Just get it.